This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second-largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water, and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Shamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned about the situation for civilians in Gaza, saying in a letter to the UN Security Council the collapse of the humanitarian system would have potentially irreversible implications for Palestinians as a whole and for peace and security in the region. In his letter, Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which states the Secretary General will bring to the attention of the Security Council any matter which, in his opinion, may threaten the maintenance of international peace and security. In a briefing at UN headquarters Wednesday, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told reporters this was the first time Guterres had invoked the article since he took office in 2017.
In the letter, which has been shared with you, the Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
Around 1,200 people have died on the Israeli side, mainly civilians killed during the Hamas October 7th attack. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza said the death toll in the territory has surpassed 16,200. This is VOA News. Legislation that would provide new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate Wednesday as Senate Republicans demanded tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said in a floor speech on Wednesday that Senate should, quote, stop meeting America's national security priorities, including right here at home, referring to the illegal immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The bill, which includes $20 billion for border security, provides about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel. Every Senate Republican voted no, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, who expressed concerns about funding Israel's, quote, current inhumane military strategy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, also voted no so that he could introduce the measure again in the future.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Authorities in the Indian Ocean nation of Seychelles declared a state of emergency Thursday after a blast at an explosive store caused massive damage in an industrial area, which officials said was also facing flooding and heavy rainfall. The blast occurred late Wednesday night in the province area of Mahé. The Providence area of Mahé, the largest and most populous island of the Seychelles archipelago. Footage from the scene showed widespread destruction in a business district. Seychelles Ministry of Fisheries and Blue Economy Jean-Francois Ferrari described the explosion to the Associated Press.
The explosion was so big, so loud, so important that it left a hole of 13 meters in the ground. And the effect went down this zone, this commercial zone, and it blasted away windows, doors, roofs of many commercial buildings.
U.S. Republican candidates went after each other at a lively debate skipped by frontrunner Donald Trump Wednesday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy took the stage at a News Nation debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Haley, who's been getting more attention from voters and donors, drew the brunt of attacks from the Florida governor. She smiled as Ramaswamy held up a notepad with "Nikki equals corrupt" scribbled on it.
She should come nowhere near the levers of power, let alone the White House.
Christie made the most direct attack against Donald Trump, the absent frontrunner.
He is unfit to be president.
DeSantis suggested Trump, who is 77, is too old for the job. Trump demonstrated his hold on the party this week with an endorsement from Alabama Senator Katie Britt, and instead of a rally Wednesday night, he held a fundraiser. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.